This is a podcast from Rover.
About half an hour ago, we were talking about Aotearoa's next top mullet competition, and the winner this year, Ted Keen, 10 years old, and his mum was listening at the time. She joins us this morning. Good morning, Morgan. How are you?
Morena, we're good, thanks. How are you guys?
Good, thank you, Morgan. So you hail from Kerikeri in the Bay of Islands, and we have seen these beautiful photos of your son, Ted, and this mullet that he has grown. And, you know, we're in radio, so we have to sort of describe it slightly. It goes down, would you say, down past, well past his shoulder, halfway down his arm, right?
Yeah, it's kind of hitting the small of his back.
Wow. This is a beautiful volume, isn't it?
Incredible, incredible.
It's a bit of a mane, yes.
So as a mum of a young man who wins Aotearoa's next top mullet, we know there had to be an element of fundraising for the Mental Health Foundation involved in this. How well did Ted do in that regard with his fundraising?
He did pretty well for a 10-year-old. We chucked it out on my social media and sent the message around to friends and whānau, and he raised $840.
Wow. Oh, wicked. Well done.
So great. So, Morgan, has Ted always enjoyed having long hair and he's just sort of cut it into a mullet, or has he always been a mullet boy?
What do you reckon, Ted? Do you want to answer that one?
Was he there?
A mullet boy.
He's always been a mullet boy.
No. Nice.
He grew it from scratch. The school photos are pretty feral looking, to be fair.
Hey, Ted, if you're still there and you can hear me, can you tell us why you have a mullet? Why do you like it in summertime and why do you like it in the winter?
He's half asleep. Come on, mate.
School holidays.
What did you say about sunblock? I didn't have to put sunblock on my neck in the summer, and yeah, and winter.
It just keeps your neck warm.
It keeps me warm.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. Cool,
so
mate.
It's like having a scarf, your own scarf grown into your head. Awesome.
I see here too, Morgan. Ted loves a bit of rugby, and I've seen some brilliant photos here at the Kerikeri Rugby Club where he's sprinting away from it. That must look beautiful as he's running, like a Dallin Watene Zalesniak sort of Warriors look with it flapping behind him.
Oh, absolutely. It is actually really good being able to see where he is on the field.
Yes! Instead of pretending you can see him, eh? It's so true.
Brilliant.
Oh, good on you, Ted. That's awesome.
And Morgan, great to chat to you this morning. You're in the draw to win this trip to Las Vegas to see Shania Twain and Adele because you're on the air with us.
Oh, that's amazing.
And I see he gets to be involved in an amazing prize giving at school with the Far North Mayor. And that's Riverview School in Kerikeri, yeah?
Yes, that's right. No, Mokko's going to come and present him his certificate.
Yay!
It's pretty awesome.
Good stuff.